joining us right now is our good buddy, the head coach at FDU, getting ready for their big game against Prairie View tomorrow night in Dayton. I think he just got there. Greg Herenda, coach, how are you?
Joe, how are we doing? We literally just landed. So if you hear the flight attendants telling us to depart, we are on the plane, just landed in Dayton, Ohio.
Wow.
How was the flight? Nice, easy flight, no
turbulence?
Pretty
short flight, right?
Oh, you know what? It took an hour and 20, but we had an incredible crew. The NCAA provides you with a charter jet.
Ooh.
And we had our cheerleaders, our mascot, all the dignitaries. We have a party of about close to 70 people on the plane. And we, again, Joe and Evan, we have a fan bus coming to Dayton. So it's not too late, Joe and Evan, to get on the fan bus tomorrow morning and get out here to Dayton, man. Let's go.
Yeah, listen to me. On the way to Dayton, Ohio. I tell you what, I am pumped up. I got to say this. So I'm very excited to watch your game. How about
yep.
that? Now, have you looked at Prairie? Have you had time to look at Prairie?
Oh, God. As soon as we got the bid, my assistant's already been preparing for two or three teams, and Prairie View is one. I watched their championship game. They're really, really good. They guard. They steal the ball. They're fast. They're athletic. They play in the SWAC down in the Texas, and they play extremely athletic up and down. So if you tune in, man, it's going to be fun because, you know, we play fast as well, but these guys take it to another level. So it's going to be an exciting basketball game. We got Reggie Miller is on the game.
Nice.
It's really, really cool.
By the way,
your favorite, by the way, too. I think a point and a half. Just want to tell you, Coach.
No comment. I think you're underdogs in the game.
Oh,
actually.
I saw a point and a half they were favored. What do you got?
No, you're right. Point and a half.
Yeah,
you're
I
right.
thought so.
You're right.
It's a
9-hour trip, so it's not that bad. I was Google mapping
it's
it.
Not
it's terrible. Not terrible.
Oh, no, we have fans and friends that are coming out. I mean, this is a once in a lifetime for our families and friends and our alums. Like, obviously, we went, you know, in 2016, so this is not uncharted waters, but we have fans that are coming out and are excited to come out. And I think part of the whole journey is the trip itself.
Right.
Everyone just, you know, having fun together, telling stories, and just kind of enjoying the moment.
Well,
it's special.
Was there any part of you, because you mentioned it back in 16 when you were in the tournament, you were in the first four game as well. Was there any disappointment that it was the first four game as opposed to going right into that 16-1 match?
Never. I mean, just to be in the tournament's a privilege and an honor. And then to have a game that you can win, you know, and that's something that we thought we could do. But we ran into a Florida Gulf Coast team that was extremely, extremely talented. And we were the third youngest team in America. This is two teams that are very evenly matched. Both teams play hard. We guard. But like I said, man, they really, really turn you over. And we got to really protect the ball and do a lot of things. But coming to Dayton, man, because we can win an NCAA game, Evan and Joe. And that's history.
Yeah.
And if we went to Carroll and played Carolina and Duke, that would be great. But guess what? We can do both. We can win a game. And then this charter, hopefully tomorrow night, is taking us to Salt Lake to play the Zags of Gonzaga. So it's a win-win.
Yeah, you don't even get Duke of Carolina. How about that? Talking
there
to
you go.
Talking to Greg Herenda, of course, the head coach of Philly Dickinson. You know, watching your game against St. Francis, I mean, a couple things in that game. First of all, your free throw shooting. Really, I mean, you look at the free throw shooting in that game.
That was the game.
That was it. Yeah. I think you guys were 18 for 20. They were like 4 for 17 from the foul line.
I don't know what they did, man. I didn't feel bad.
Yeah, not too bad.
But, I didn't feel bad about it.
But oh, my God. Like, and Rob is such a good coach. They're good players. And I think the differential in the free throws was huge. But I think I thought we outplayed him, Joe. We guarded.
You did.
And we ran offense. And we got some really good. I told you we got exciting players. And they came through. Jahleel Jenkins at the point.
Yeah, he's a good player, this kid. Yep.
Bishop and Darnell Edge. We've got good players, and but so does Prairie View.
Yeah. He also got a little fiery in that game too. I mean, he was getting a little angry.
Does. He always does.
I live in Bergen County, born in Hudson County.
Oh,
you know
my God.
Saying?
That's a fiery combination.
That's
coach.
A tough combination.
I understand.
What's the biggest difference or maybe similarities from the last trip that you had going in that plane, the charter,
yes.
going into that first part? How would you compare kind of that experience to this so far?
We know the deal now. Like right now, we're getting off the plane, going to the hotel. There'll be a big reception. And then we've got to go right to practice. And then we have to go to our press conference in the arena. And then we have a practice for the public. And last time I went, I think we practiced too hard in our first practice. So we were just too amped. And today I told my staff and our team is we're going to prepare instead of we don't need to be running and jumping and flying and expending a lot of energy today. We just need to prepare and get focused and get into the building where last year or the last time we went, I think we worked a little bit too hard the day before. And I think just the experience, Mike Holloway, Darnell Edge, they've been here before. I think they're going to lead. I think they've led us through the NEC tournament. So I just think the experience is just, it's golden and it's very valuable.
And this has got to help your recruiting too, Coach. Right? I mean, right or wrong? I mean, people now you're putting Fairley Dickinson, Hackensack, Teaneck, New Jersey on the map here. That's what you're doing.
And not only for our basketball program, but you're right. Just for the student, we have a great, great business school. We have a great sports administration department where guys are getting meaningful degrees and going out and having lives and that are coming back. So it's just, and talking to you guys right now, I've got so many friends that know that are listening, that are telling their friends, that are telling their friends, and we're just a sleeping giant. I think Fairleigh Dickinson's just been that jewel in Bergen County that people just drive by on Route 4. And now
hopefully
they pull off on Hackensack Avenue and a Teaneck Road and come enjoy the whole experience. And this is a big part of it, man. This sells, and this is good for everybody, not just our basketball program.
Obviously, you're game planning for this big the first four game, but have you spent any time at all? Be honest with me.
Yes.
5 seconds scouting Gonzaga a little bit. You have
zero, zero,
zero,
zero. I just can't because of who I am. Like I've thought about it. Okay,
can't look ahead.
What's going to happen? Like, is my son going to miss 5 days of school? And who's going to be on the charter to Utah? Like administratively, but to think about, Mark Few and that program, zero. And I can only, you can only take my word for it, but we have to make history and win a game. And again, I said it the other day, it's every second of every possession for 40 minutes, and that's Tuesday night at 6:40. And my guys are walking by me. They're getting off the plane right now. I'm sitting in the front row. And they all just hit me up, and they're like, they know it. And this is, we've won 15 of 17 games, and we've had the same, the two games that we lost, the last one was Valentine's Day. Yesterday was St. Patty's Day. And the Sacred Heart game, we just didn't come and have anything those two nights. It wasn't like close games. We just got beat. And that happens in sport. But when we're ready to play, we can beat anybody, but we got to take care of the ball, and we got to rebound and do a lot of things to beat Prairie View. And we're going to be on the floor soon here practicing and preparing just to do that.
Did I see where you just inked a new 3-year extension? Did I see that?
That is incorrect. In the Bergen Record, there was a report that I had a new extension. Nothing. Zero. I don't know how that got out.
Okay.
So that's
all right.
Just absolutely, fall. So I'm just the coach, and this, guys, when you're going through this kind of a run, you just take care of the business at hand, and afterwards life goes on but that report is incredibly false, and it's not really the story right now, man. If you saw the post today, I don't know if we're allowed to plug the post.
Yes, I did read the post.
There's a picture of our team especially Caleb Bishop. If you want to see what March Madness means to these young men, that's the paper. You have to open it up, and there's a picture of our team and Caleb Bishop from St. Anthony's in Jersey City that says it all, man. Our mouths are open, and it's an incredible expression of how euphoric, you know, March Madness actually is for people at this level. You know, Dukes and the Gonzagas, and they're going to go. For us to go, it's magical.
Yeah. You know, I didn't realize this. Again, we're talking to head coach Greg Herenda, of course, of Fairleigh Dickinson, getting ready for Prairie View tomorrow night in Dayton. I didn't realize that you had this illness last year, Coach, that happened down in San Antonio at the Final Four. I did not realize that. And I just read about this, you know, in the last couple of days, where the same article, I guess, where I read you get an extension. And you came through that beautifully, and here you are. I mean, everything is good right now. Obviously, you're doing real well, right?
You know, it's funny, man. The articles about people happen when you win. You know what I'm saying?
No, like, right. You're right.
If you're losing, nobody cares if you had two blood clots.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
No, but I understand.
You win,
people
and everything
care,
comes
but I
out.
Understand, right.
You're so right, though. I am so blessed. I had two major blood clots in San Antonio. I was in ICU for 8 days, in the hospital for 15 days. And I had 104.5 fever.
Oh, my God.
And then literally, I couldn't do anything. I couldn't move. Then I couldn't walk. I went from a wheelchair to a walker to a cane to the dance. And you can't, Joe, Evan, if you wrote a script, you would say, nah, throw it out, man. And 11 months later, here I am sitting on a charter with my favorite bunch of human beings in my life that helped me through that process. I'm on blood thinners. There's a lot of people out there that are going through the same situation, and I just fight every day. I walk and I stay in shape and watch what I eat. And I am a blessed, a very lucky man today. And I can't thank people at San Antonio at Methodist Hospital, Greg Seiler, who's a huge Spur fan, came to my room every day. The head coach, Carson Cunningham of Incarnate Word from San Antonio, sat with me at my bedside for a day, just telling me, I'm going to make it, I'm going to do it. And I just had so many people behind me. And now those people brought me here. You know, without them, I have nothing. I'm very appreciative of all the help, my family, my friends, and just everybody. It's a blessing.
Well, that's good. Greg, Coach, it's great that you're healthy now.
Absolutely.
And all that's behind you. That's great.
And now you can add to that script. Right. Win a couple of games, add to that script.
Yeah. Go win this game. Beat Gonzaga. Look out.
Evan, I want to talk to you again. Okay? We'll talk to you guys hopefully on when do we play on Tuesday?
You play Tuesday. Okay, Tuesday. So after you beat Prairie View, I'm gonna go on record and say you'll beat Prairie View. I'm laying the point and a half.
Okay.
I'm gonna go. You beat.
And I'll be back on. But I
Wednesday
7:27 tip.
You gonna come on Wednesday?
We're on. Brian Jackson's my guy.
Tell
you call him and I'm on. And I can't thank you enough for the time. You guys are very gracious and. It means a lot to me and my program and our university.
Coach, go get him tomorrow.
Best
right?
of luck.
All right, boys.
Go get that win. We'll talk to you on Wednesday, all right?
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Coach Greg Herenda.
And if they win, it would be Thursday, 7:27, West Region,
nice.
Salt
Early
Lake
game
City.
Too.
That's right, against Gonzaga.
Getting a lot of points.
Yes. It'll probably
be
a big number.
They won't be favored in that game.
But I don't think it'll be the biggest number on the board of the 116s, but it will be a big number. That's for sure.
Yes.